During a Los Angeles heat wave in 1945, Mel Torme and his partner Bob Wells wrote the Christmas song, which Nat King Cole recorded the following year. It's been a Yuletide staple ever since. Torme says the song has been recorded 500 times. Our jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says it's surely been recorded many more times than that.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
That's Mel Torme, and that's all you need to hear of the Christmas song to fill in the rest in your head. It's stamped on the American brain as firmly as the Star-Spangled Banner, and chances are good you'll hear it another 20 or 30 times between now and December 26th, on TV and radio, in stores, doctor's offices, and elevators. The royalties have probably made Torme's Christmases bright for 46 years. But oddly enough, he never put out his own Christmas album till this season. It's called Christmas Songs, recorded with his trio and some musicians from the Cincinnati Pops. He sings a lot of the usual standards, but it's most entertaining for Torme's rather feeble attempts to write another holiday hit.
Christmas was made for children, children like you and me. If you cross your heart and you own up that you've never quite grown up, and you still get a thrill when you trim a Christmas tree. If it's snowing and your cheeks are glowing and you're overflowing with joy, then I have no doubt that as sure as carols are sung, your heart will always stay young. Big or small, that's what it's all about. So cling.
Where's my insulin shot? The thing that makes the Christmas song so effective is it comes at you sideways, creating an atmosphere by accumulating detail. Unlike Christmas Was Made for Children, which shakes you by the neck like a bell Santa rings on a street corner. It's grotesque, but it pales next to Mel's seasonal version of Glowworm. The story goes Johnny Mercer whipped off some special lyrics to his song at a Christmas party, most likely after a couple of trips to the eggnog table. Torme has added even sillier words of his own. I especially like the way you can spot some of the rhymes coming from a mile off.
Glow, little glowworm, intermingle, fly right alongside old Kris Kringle. Pay no attention if you're shooed off. You know that you're a pint-sized Rudolph. Pull out the stops and flash your beacon. All of the kids down here are peeking, hoping to catch your lantern show. Glow, little glowworm, glow. Glow, little glowworm.
It takes a special talent to rhyme shooed off with Rudolph. Now, you're probably thinking I'm one of those people who doesn't like Christmas, let alone Christmas music. And, of course, you're right. Though I've always marveled at how people will buy Christmas records by just anyone. I mean, does anybody remember how big the Waltons' Christmas album was for a few years? But one record I do have a weakness for is the Christmas Collection on the Prestige label, an anthology of seasonal faves played by jazz musicians from Dexter Gordon to Paul Bley. It was first released 4 years ago. That album boasts three versions of the Christmas song, and they show how indestructible its sentiment is, no matter how the players toy with it. This is Gene Ammons, recorded in 1970.
Thank you.
Tell me you didn't hear the lyrics in your head listening to that. To write one song that culturally pervasive is a major accomplishment. So unless the bills are piling up, Mel Torme, the songwriter, maybe shouldn't strain to make lightning strike the Christmas tree twice. Unless you're Irving Berlin, one classic per holiday ought to be enough.
Kevin Whitehead is a jazz critic living in New York City.